Hello and welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Heaney.
And I'm Kathleen Martin. And we're just two Kathleens switching out our winter decor for spring decor.
And in this episode, we are discussing how your mental health is impacted by your home. Like where you wake up every day, where you go to sleep every day, it truly sets the tone for the rest of the day.
It really does. We're both so passionate about how our living space, it can make you feel good, but it can also make you feel stressed.
I constantly live in a state of stress.
Because of your home?
Yeah, Kathleen, you've been to my house. I'm pretty messy. But you know what? I'm always trying to improve and do better, and that's all I can ask of myself.
I think spring is a great time to check in with your mental health and see if your home is helping it or hurting it. For me personally, if my house is messy, it makes me feel stressed and anxious.
Yeah. And I know that spring cleaning is kind of an overused trope that companies that sell you organizational bins or antibacterial cleaning wipes are like spring cleaning, but there is a whole psychology behind it, sort of switching out things like blankets and pillows. And I don't know. It makes me excited, Kathleen, to move into a season where you can open the windows.
I sometimes wonder why I feel so dead inside, and it's because of cold weather. And the second the sun starts shining and things start to bloom, I'm like, I am more alive than I've ever been.
It is nature's Zoloft, nature's Xanax, sunshine.
Maybe that's why I'm drawn to bright colors. It's like sunshine all year long.
Touché, my friend. My very smart friend. Oh, also, let's take a little peek behind the curtain, shall we?
Yes.
Kathleen and I have been working so hard on launching our new website, KathleenCanDoIt.com. And I feel like today's episode is a really good opportunity for us to explain to you why we're both so passionate about sharing all of our fun online home decor finds.
Yeah, when you're shopping, it can be overwhelming, especially if you know you want your home to feel good,
yeah,
but you don't know what items to put in there.
Uh-huh.
And the internet is crazy.
The internet is really crazy.
So crazy. We're coming up with curated lists of our favorite items and giving them right to you on the website so you can be like, oh, yeah, that's what I need. It's right there. So easy.
I just want everybody else in the world to appreciate having color and funky, whimsical items in their home like I do, because it truly makes me happier.
And I think that's something that everyone wants. They want their home to feel unique and special and different. And it can feel overwhelming to try to find all those products. If you're doing a project and you're trying to source everything, it's a lot easier if you can just go to our website and we found them for you.
You know, it sounds kind of weird to say this for the springtime, but to me, spring cleaning means making my house feel cozy for spring.
Cozy for spring.
Right? Okay. It seems like an oxymoron, but letting light into your home with like gauzy curtains and putting your heavy drapery in a storage bin for next winter, it's cozy to me. Like just think about sitting in a sunny living room with a cup of, I don't know, tea or iced tea, whatever you want to drink, and you have like a very light cotton blanket over your lap and you're reading a book. You know, it's springtime, but it's cozy.
We are going to share the most cozy, dreamy, wonderful social shout out later.
Oh, yes.
This home is storybook perfect, beautiful, amazing. And I think they really embody that, how a home can be, this cozy little sanctuary nook.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be the winter. It can be cozy all year round. Kathleen, do you know the three R's for spring cleaning?
No, what?
You don't have any guesses? Seriously?
The rest, rice, and recipes.
Okay, no, sorry. You're totally off. It's reset,
okay,
revamp, and redecorate.
Oh, perfect.
So reset, kind of like rest. And then revamp is when you don't need to buy anything. You just need to revamp what you already have. And then redecorate means purchasing a handful of items that will help you elevate, you know, what you already have going on in your house.
So the first thing that I do when I'm spring cleaning is I switch out my linens. Oh my God. My comforter, my winter comforter, it's a delicious marshmallow of heat and sweat. It doesn't matter. Like, I struggle with it because it feels so good.
Yeah.
but then I suffer every night.
Yeah, you're under the cover sauna.
And I open the window. It's a whole thing. So finally switched out to the lighter, lighter duvet, and it's life-changing.
I do have a couple of sets of duvets for different temperatures. And I also have duvet covers that are linen. I like to put those on in the warmer months. Also, all the blankets that I keep on my couch in the winter, they're all those like faux fur blankets. Mm-hmm. I love putting those away. I love bringing out like my cotton throws or my knit throws. It makes me feel like I have new things when actually I didn't buy anything. I just took it out of storage.
Yeah, yeah. You can have just like two seasons, or some people, like my mom, likes to decorate for like every holiday. If you collect well-made products that are kind of seasonal and you store them correctly, then every time you bring them out, they're still in a good condition and they make you happy.
Last year, you introduced me to this magical product. It is these plastic bags where I can put my huge faux fur blankets in during the warmer months, and you take a vacuum and you suck all the air out. Oh my God, just the satisfaction in that alone is worth switching out some of your decorative items.
Vacuum sealed bags, I feel like some people might think they're just like gimmicky.
Yeah.
No, they work, and they're typically too small. So on Amazon, I found a set of 8 that are jumbo.
Yes.
And it can fit my king size blanket in there.
Yes.
And when it starts out, it's like a foot and a half high.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going under my bed.
No.
All my extra crap is under the bed. So I hook my vacuum up to it. It sucks all the air out. And then it ends up being like 3 inches. And then I can slide it right under the bed. But hot tip, write what it is on the outside, because when it's smushed, it all looks the same.
So smart. Speaking of linens, I have a dirty little secret that makes me, actually it's not dirty, it actually is a clean little secret that makes me feel so fancy when I'm refreshing my spring linens.
I want to be fancy.
I wash all of my spring blankets, like get them nice and fresh in this fancy detergent, get them smelling really good.
Well, they say that scent is so tied to memory. So I think that it's, I really like that idea that you have that fancier laundry detergent just for like the special spring wash.
Yeah, the pillows, and take off your, I don't know if you have covers on your couch cushions, give those a wash with your fancy detergent that smells really good.
Sounds delectable.
Let's talk about pillows for a second. Do you switch out your pillows? Like what kind of pillows do you have? Do you have pillows with permanent covers on them, or do you have pillows where you can take the covers off and wash them?
I've had the same 2 throw pillows for like 10 years.
Yeah.
They're not exciting. I actually had a lumbar pillow, you know, the rectangular one.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, when I'm watching TV, just fits my head better.
Yeah.
It was so disgusting. I would have to hide it under the couch and only bring it out when I'm watching TV.
In the past, I haven't really thought very much about like my pillow purchasing habits, but the more that I get into sustainability, and also saving space, I'm starting to think about buying quality pillows and then buying covers that go over the pillows. Because a lot of the pillows that I have, and I'm sure it's the same way for you, Kathleen, and a lot of people listening to this right now, I have pillows that were on the cheaper side and they have those permanent covers that you can't take off.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
And they're not as hygienic and they don't last as long as the pillows where you change out the covers. And the ones with the removable covers, they can be restuffed.
They say to always go bigger with the insert.
Yes.
And get down if you want it to feel really bougie.
Yeah.
But the bigger insert is going to fluff up that pillow shell and make it look really high end.
And I think a mistake that a lot of people make is they get pillows that are too small.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a small couch and then you put, or a small sofa or whatever, and then you put small pillows on top of that, it makes it feel even smaller.
Mm.
I've made this mistake in the past. I, by all means, have like little tiny 12 by 12 pillows.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably 18 by 18, 20 by 20, 24 by 24.
Oh, that's enormous.
I know, but it makes your room look bigger. I swear.
Or it makes your couch look smaller.
No, it makes your couch look designy.
Comfy.
Yeah.
I need new pillows. Another way to make your home feel lighter and airier for spring is to switch out your curtains and your drapes.
Window treatments are everything. They're so much more important than anybody gives them credit for. So I know that you recently took your drapes off of your windows in your living room. What are you going to do?
I honestly don't know. I think I need to get the rest of the wallpaper up and then like take a step back. Maybe I should do like a light gauzy sheer.
Yeah, or like a Roman shade or I don't know, just a roller shade instead of drapes.
I have bad Roman shades right now. They look like a saggy diaper. So those are definitely getting switched.
That happens with Roman shades. It's like one of those things you need to spend a little bit more money on.
Ugh, they're so gross.
The bad ones are real bad. Speaking of bad decisions, one of my biggest regrets in my house is not getting the electronic automatic roller shades in my bedroom. I'm devastated.
Ugh, yeah.
Because it feels like I don't need my anxiety and depression drugs anymore when my house gets a lot of light.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
I would love to be able to time it so that when I get out of the shower, all my my shades are up, you know, mm-hmm. because people can't see into my apartment when the sun is outside.
I don't think that checks out.
No, that's totally true. When it's really bright outside, like I'm looking across the way to a house that's behind us here at Kathleen Can Do It headquarters, I can't see it, and it looks dark inside that house, even if it's not.
That's true. I mean, my neighbors probably have seen me naked often. It's always the mailman because I'm getting dressed in the bedroom. My bedroom is on the first floor. And then the mailman will come up. I'm like,
Don't look too closely, Mr. Mailman. Yeah. Here is something that I've learned to do over the years. Like, do you ever put stuff away, your seasonal decor or whatever, and then totally forget what you have?
I do that with my outfits because my closet is too small. Yeah. So I have winter and summer. And I essentially forget everything else I own.
Mm-hmm. Like at Christmas time, I start being interested in Christmassy items around September, October, and I start looking to see like what the new items are for sale that year. And sometimes I'll buy something because I forget that I own it. Mm-hmm. So I've started doing with some of my decor items is keeping a list and then taping that list inside a closet door, inside a cabinet door, someplace where I see it. And before I go and buy anything for that season, I'm like, oh, I already have a green blanket that is cotton with fringe and striped.
Yeah, that's smart. All my storage is in the basement. I don't know where it is. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But I also have the problem that I like just don't store it well. I'm like, I'm going to put this on this shelf and then it's gone.
See, that's why you need to make a list and then you write dash, this item is on the shelf in the left corner of the basement.
Let's talk about ways that you can swap out accessories. Mm-hmm. Something I'm into lately is vases, what do you say?
Vases.
No, you're wrong.
No, I don't know. I say it either way. I never really thought too deeply about that.
Quick, don't think about it. Vase or vase?
Look at that vase. Vase. Yeah, vase. Vase? I don't know. Now you're making me self-conscious about the way
we say vase on this podcast. Anyway.
Okay.
I don't love glass vases because sometimes I feel like the stems are hectic or maybe a leaf falls in there and gets all wet.
Or the water starts to look like you soaked a tea bag in it.
And smells bad.
Yeah.
I've been trying to look into more opaque ceramic vases. I want to make one in my pottery class. But lately, my eye has been drawn to one weird vase in particular.
Oh, do tell.
It looks like a crumpled bag, but it's a vase.
What?
It's as weird as it sounds, and I love it.
This is the wildest thing to me. It looks like a crumpled paper bag was dipped in silver.
Mm.
What is the price of this thing?
$88, and I can't afford it, but I want it.
Kathleen, you literally just gave the eyebrows that I give when I'm thinking about a chocolate cake or a hot man or something. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's like you took a brown paper lunch bag and dipped it in chrome. So there's a knockoff. They have it on Amazon.
Yeah.
But the reviews are horrible, and so I also didn't buy it. So then I found another knockoff. This one is white ceramic. The reviews are a little bit better, and I might get this one. I linked it on the website.
So many knockoffs, so little time.
It's just weird.
Yes.
It's weird. I like it.
Yes. Lean into the whimsy for spring. I recently bought a vase. I recently bought a flower holder. I'm just going to stick to flower holders from now on. That is shaped like a strawberry.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite thing. I just like irregular items that make you smile when you see them. I'm really into these candlestick holders. And I came across this brand that I couldn't afford, but they sell two naked cartoonish looking ceramic feet. And then in the top of the feet, like where the ankles are, there's two little holes where you stick your candles.
Feet? Why do you want candle feet?
Yes, because it looks like your candles have big feet. I swear, it's really cute.
I'm not sure about the candle feet, but I do love your strawberry vase. What's that brand?
I'm not going to tell you the brand. You have to go to KathleenCanDoIt.com.
Got him.
Yeah. We're going to have it right on the homepage. We've built out a whole section of like fun and funky spring accessories for home decor.
It's festive.
Speaking of festive, I learned this from my fancy aunt. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got that aunt, you know, the aunt that's fancy.
No, I don't have that.
You don't have a fancy aunt?
No, I like have two aunts and we don't speak.
Oh my God, no. My aunt is sort of the one who taught me to love like home decor and decorating and stuff. So I call her my fancy aunt. I was over in California at staying with her a couple years ago over Easter. Mm-hmm. And she brought out the Easter mugs. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, what a cool idea to make something as normal as drinking your morning coffee or drinking your morning tea feel like a special moment, because she's got these mugs that she only uses during the Easter season.
Yeah, I like that. Any excuse to collect another mug.
Well, you make your own mugs. It's like a totally different story.
But I also collect mugs, yeah, typically handmade from other potters.
Okay, I need to ask you something that's a little bit controversial. Mm. Faux flowers versus real flowers.
Florals for spring. How groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
So I feel like in the past I would be like, faux flowers. But our friend Tori, Greystone on Waverly, she does faux flower arrangements that she sells because she's amazing at everything.
Oh, she's a must follow on Instagram if you love home decor at Greystone on Waverly.
Faux flowers are getting better and better, especially they come in like higher end and silk. Mm-hmm. Some of them are really realistic. So I'm into it.
I would love to do a whole episode on that, like really order a whole bunch and see like what looks good and what doesn't, and share that with you, gentle listeners, because I have some faux flowers from just like a regular craft shop. They don't look great. They don't look good. I just wanted some color around the house in my various containers that weren't going to kill my cats. So I too have been leaning into the world of faux flowers. I almost prefer them now. And you save money in the end because you only have to buy them once.
Another idea for spring cleaning and mental health for this time of year, maybe you don't actually have to buy anything. Maybe you just need to switcheroo the things you have in your house.
Yeah.
And like we say, shop your home. For me, it's shop my basement because I have some extra tables and chairs that I've saved from the side of the road.
Yeah.
So right now I'm wallpapering my living room.
Yeah.
Still not done, but it's totally changing the look of my living room. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pattern. And so I'm like, I need to switch everything. So I feel like I might swap out my coffee table with one I already have somewhere else.
Yeah.
Swap out some accessories. And we were talking earlier about, I have so much artwork that I don't have hanging.
Yes.
But I also don't really have a good inventory of it. So like looking through things I have that maybe aren't displayed, doing some swaps.
Or yeah, like take artwork that's in the bathroom, put it in the living room, put a chair from your bedroom in the living room, and then put a throw rug from the dining room into the kitchen. Like just shop your house, move everything around. Speaking of prints, let's talk about and it's also not groundbreaking, but I was just about to call it groundbreaking. If you love prints, like Kathleen, you're the queen of art. You have so much cool, funky art and not enough walls in which to hang it.
Seriously.
I love the idea of having a handful of frames, because you can't do this with every frame that you own, but having a handful of frames where in the frame you keep multiple prints, and every now and then, new season, new month, whatever, you go through the prints that you have stored in the back of the frame, bring a new one to the front, and it's like seeing your artwork for the very first time all over again.
Yeah, it's smart to store it in the frame because then you'll never lose it and you remember what size and where it goes.
Yeah, yeah. And just put a little post-it note on the back of that frame. Like, in this frame, I have a picture of a house next to a boat and then a picture of a kitten and then I have a bowl of pears.
And also, hot tip, there are public domain websites where you can print artwork for free. So if you have a printer, which is kind of rare, but maybe your friend or your parents probably have one, that prints in nice color, all the famous paintings are public domain and you can print them.
Or you can, I have a Staples account where I send stuff to Staples and have them print on their high quality printers. And it's always like less than $10.
Yeah, no, that's smart.
And you go to their website. I mean, FedEx has this too. Any sort of printing company, you go to their website and they'll tell you the specs. What's the website where you can actually get like a high quality downloads?
So there's a bunch. Just Google high res public domain art and a handful of sites come up. Places like the Art Institute of Chicago, the Cleveland Museum of Art, Creative Commons, the Paul Getty Museum.
Oh.
The Met.
Maybe I need to start printing out some, like, I don't know, Monets, lilies for spring.
And if you have a frame TV like I do, it's a great way to get interesting artwork on the frame TV.
Mm. You know, another thing that I like doing in the spring, and I heard this on another design podcast that I really love listening to called Dear Alice, and they said, put everything decor-wise that you own away. Put it away, look at your house without any decor around, and then slowly bring out... Why are you smiling at me?
That is just insanity.
No, it's not. And then slowly bring out the things that you really miss.
I don't know. It would just take so long.
I mean, put it in a closet or in a bin and then put that bin out of sight, out of mind. Like, okay, my cat the other day broke this gold vase that I had that was in the shape of a K. And I didn't love it anymore, but I also didn't want to throw it away. And then I was like, bad cat, but also thank you for doing me a favor.
See, I have been styling my bookshelves in my living room for 3 years. Like, I've thought about it so intensely.
Yeah.
I can't imagine taking it all off and starting over.
Okay, but think about the new creative heights that you could reach if you put away all of the stuff from your bookshelf and just looked at it blank for a week or so and then re-edited it or rearranged it in a different way.
Maybe.
Okay, this is our next step on our list. Rearrange your furniture.
Yes.
Do you remember what it felt like when you were a kid and you got a burst of inspiration and you rearranged your room?
Oh yeah, I did that all the time.
Right, it felt so good.
Look, Mom, I've dragged my bed across the floor.
Yeah, look, Mom, my bed is now like coming out at a diagonal instead of next to the wall.
Genius.
You could do that in your adult life with your whole home.
My problem is my home is so small. There is only like one set way that the furniture fits. But one day I'll have a space large enough that I'm like, let's mix up the couches. Wild.
What is something in your house that you think you might rearrange?
Truly, even though I give you a hard time, I am paring back the decor in the living room because I have such a bold graphic pattern on the walls with the wallpaper. I've realized I can't have the same decor because before it was white walls. So I was adding so much color and interest with all these knickknacks.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, too much.
Too much, yeah.
So I do need to take things down and kind of let it breathe because I text you, I'm like, I'm panicking. I hate it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like when you make any big change in your house, you hate it at first.
It's different. I'm not good with change. Decor change really freaks me out.
I know. Anytime I buy something that's a big purchase, like a piece of furniture or a rug, it gets there and I'm like, I don't know if I like this. I've made a huge mistake.
I've returned all my rugs and I returned a couch once. I paid a fee.
Really?
Yeah, I cried about it.
How much was the fee?
Like $300.
Oh my God.
You know, it was bad, but Brian, bless his heart, was like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It was gray.
Oh no.
You know, then I got a yellow one.
This is what I'm saying. See, your yellow couch makes you so much happier. And I feel like people sometimes are afraid of putting permanent bold colors in their homes. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel like I walk out into my living room when it's summertime or springtime and my shades are up and I'm just looking at like all my pillows and everything and it's so colorful and I'm like, this is how people were meant to live.
Did you see that article that's like color slowly leaving like the world? It was about how we've just removed color from, I think, our homes.
That makes me so sad.
We will solve it one colorful thing at a time.
Yeah, we will. That is why we are choosing all of the best colorful home decor items available in the world and presenting it to society on our website, KathleenCanDoIt.com.
Yeah.
Last but not least on our list of things to update in your home to improve your mental health for spring. I know it may seem a little, I don't know, facetious, a little silly, but I love the idea of updating the way your house smells for a different season.
Yeah. I always burn pine Halloween in the winter.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to burn Christmas tree smell in the spring. Really mess up my brain.
And another thing, I don't know why more people aren't talking about this. Truly, Kathleen, this is hard-hitting news. What? Why aren't more people discussing high-quality room sprays?
I don't have any.
So you need to, because I have this really delectable spray. It's air freshener. It freshens up my fabrics. I spray it on the curtains and the couch and the rug, and it makes my house feel so fresh and so airy. Scent is a big one that I think people miss out on when they're thinking about or doing their spring cleaning.
So something I've been looking into lately, you want to know a little tip to make your candle last longer and to eliminate the fire risk?
Yeah.
Candle warmers.
Tell me more. I've never had a candle warmer.
So when I think of a candle warmer, I think of like a heated coaster, which is not cute.
Yeah.
But now they have this cute little version that looks like a tiny little lamp.
Oh.
And it hangs really close to the candle and heats up the wax. So you get the smell and there's no flame risk, and it extends the life of the candle because you don't get that pesky like wax tunnel.
Yo, but I hate that tunnel.
Yeah. One wick can really mess it up. So this just like equally warms it.
Oh, so it looks like a little lamp that you stick your candle under. Does it light up too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it creates a cozy glow without the flame.
I love that.
If I am burning a candle, I stick to two brands only.
Okay, tell me more.
Okay, so one is Laure de Seraphine. I've worked with them on Instagram because they have beautiful ceramic vessels, and we should tag some on the website.
Yeah.
Because they have really beautiful patterns. And what's cool is when the candle is gone, you could use it for makeup brushes or pencils because the vessel is so pretty.
Ooh, ding, sustainability.
A candle company that I love the scents and the design is just more minimal. Brooklyn Candle Studio.
Oh, I've never heard of them. I gotta look them up.
All of their scents are based on locations. Santorini, Maui, Brooklyn. Smell like garbage. Just kidding. The Catskills. I'm very picky on scents. Yeah. And I was smelling all of them. I was like, I feel rich.
You know, I know that you're picky on scents. And every time that I spray perfume on myself in the morning, I'm like, am I going to choke Kathleen out with how I'm smelling right now?
No. I've never noticed anything.
Oh, look, Brooklyn, and this is not an ad for Brooklyn Candle Studio, but Kathleen, look, they do room sprays too.
I want to be that person, the person that has those little luxuries every day where they spray room scents.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that I strive for in life, like fancy things. One is to be covered in gold jewelry.
Oh, amen, sister.
And I'm doing great in that. And another thing is just to have a good home scent and like a personal scent.
Yeah.
You want to be known as the friend that has a good scent.
Yes. That is the ultimate goal in life.
Yeah. Rihanna. Apparently she smells great.
Oh my. My house smells like trash. The trash is right next to the door. And
smells like trash.
We have to get a new coffee maker because it smells like burned coffee. It doesn't smell good.
We're going to work on it for spring.
We are. Okay. let's do our social shout out.
We teased it in the beginning. It's at my Mulberry House.
Mulberry House.
Yes.
I only say that because I thought Mulberry had two L's.
Yes, I too couldn't find it. Her name is Leah Lane. And it is in a dreamy English countryside, like plucked out of the past, the stone house. The details inside are from a fairy tale.
I am typically not drawn to English country living, but the way that my Mulberry House uses typical English style decorating elements plus color is groundbreaking. The way that this house is set up, the colors that the walls are painted, the furniture, the decor, the floral arrangements is what I envision living in a house that makes your life feel like a dream.
It is so dreamy. That's a perfect way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Free range chickens are wandering in. She has geese. Children are taking a bath in this just beautiful sink with Carrara marble and a green shelf.
But the green shelves look like they were just painted IKEA shelves. It's just the way that the whole house is put together.
Everything has like almost a theatrical quality.
Yeah.
She loves stripes. So she created like striped canopies, really interesting, rich paint colors, trim, floral arrangements.
Okay. Ugh. I just realized what my Mulberry House has taught me.
But
every time I'm going to purchase something for my house or figure out where to put an item when I'm shopping my home, I need to ask myself, two things. Does it make my home feel dreamy?
Mm-hmm.
And is it slightly theatrical?
I love it. Run to this account.
Yeah.
And she has this beautiful voiceover, and all of her reels are just like little movie scenes.
Yeah, they are. And speaking of English countryside and gardens, you know, I just want to throw it out there. It's time to start planting our seedlings, Kathleen. It's garden season.
I am not a gardener, but my husband Brian is, and he bought his seed packets. He's ready.
Okay, I'm behind. I tried to be a gardener last year, made so many mistakes, and I'm ready to really like up my game this season. I have this idea that maybe we should do an episode on where I want to take a galvanized metal tub.
Mm-hmm.
I actually found one for $19.99. I'm going to put it on our website in our spring shopping collection. A galvanized metal tub that's meant for putting ice and drinks in
mm-hmm.
when you have a party. But I want to get it and drill holes in the bottom and make a freestanding herb garden.
Great idea. Herbs are expensive.
Yes.
And they go bad if they're cut.
Oh, I hate spending $6.99 on freaking basil at the supermarket. You get three leaves and then they all wilt before you can even use them.
And basil will grow like a bush. Rosemary will grow like a bush. When they're planted, you can get a whole season's worth of herbs for really low cost.
You know, one of my favorite spring decorating things is using basil instead of flowers in my vases.
I have never seen that.
Yeah, you have to make sure you have like a little container that you can take it out of the vase so there's good drainage after you water it, and it's not, the roots aren't sitting in a constant state of wetness and so they all rot and your plant dies. But putting basil inside of a beautiful floral vase is a great way to add scent to your house because the basil smells good, add color to your house and green life to your house.
Yeah, it smells so good. Basil.
Basil. All right, you can follow this podcast and check out everything that we talked about at Kathleen Can Do It and on KathleenCanDoIt.com.
Yes, finally. It's there.
It's there. Our new website is there.
You can follow me, Kathleen Martin, at Create a Colorful Life.
And me, Kathleen Haney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
You can leave us a voicemail. Why don't you leave us a voicemail? Laura never leaves us a voicemail.
Yeah.
It's 201-378-3378.
And join our Facebook group. We've got a lot going on there. I had a friend who asked me a home decor question the other day, and I was like, listen, you need to crowdsource this. You need to join the Kathleen Can Do It DIY and Design Facebook group. You're going to get better answers in there.
Kathleen, I had a renovation problem solved in the Facebook group.
Did you really?
I could not figure out where to put my new bathroom in our renovation upstairs, and someone in the Facebook group drew on my plans. It was like, why don't you put it here? I was like, oh, genius.
Oh my God. I didn't realize that had happened. And I'm so happy for you and happy for whomever helped you because helping people feels good.
Yeah. Shout out to Kristen. You're a rock star.
And don't forget, if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too.